I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Two officials involved in talks said on Tuesday that Hamas has accepted a draft agreement for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip and the release of dozens of hostages. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman has more from Jerusalem.
Israel and Hamas appear to be on the cusp of a ceasefire deal that would end over 15 months of war. Hamas officials say they've accepted a draft of the proposal. The Israelis say there still is no deal, but they're also voicing optimism as final details are being worked out. Qatar, the Mideast country that's been mediating the talks, say the sides have not been this close to an agreement in months. The proposal lays out a multi-stage process for ending a war that has killed over 46,000 Palestinians, 1,600 Israelis, and also caused widespread devastation in Gaza. The first stage calls for a gradual pullback of Israeli troops from most of Gaza over 6 weeks in exchange for the freedom of 33 hostages held by Hamas. Displaced Palestinians would also begin to go home, and aid would pour into Gaza. The sides also would quickly enter negotiations on a second phase meant to end the war altogether. That would mean a final pullout of remaining Israeli troops and the return of roughly 70 other hostages. Now, it remains unclear who will run Gaza in the long run and who is going to pay for the badly needed reconstruction, but negotiators are hoping that this initial phase will create the momentum to address these deeper issues.
AP correspondent Joe Fetterman. Officials have expressed optimism before, only for negotiations to stall while the warring sides blamed each other. But they now suggest they can conclude an agreement ahead of the January 20th inauguration of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, whose Mideast envoy has joined the negotiations. This is VOA News. Southern California faces new wildfire warnings after flames the past week killed at least 24 people and destroyed thousands of homes. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Firefighting officials in the Los Angeles area say they're ready for the Santa Ana winds to whip up and possibly spread flames. County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
The anticipated winds combined with low humidities and low fuel moistures will keep the fire threat in the L.A. region critical.
City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley says they're pre-positioning for any new wildfires.
We're carefully managing our operations to ensure that we can quickly respond to any new fires in addition to the increased call volume.
They continue to say until it's safe, many residents can't go back and check on homes. And L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna warning residents to be ready for more evacuations so there's no repeat of last week.
A lot of the people that were rescued who waited till the last minute to leave the order or the evacuation order, many of them had significant burns on them.
And law enforcement officials say arrests continue for things like looting, trespass, curfew, and three people who tried to start small fires that were immediately extinguished were arrested on arson charges. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith says in a report that his team stood up for the rule of law as it investigated President-elect Trump's efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Smith says he stands behind his decision to bring criminal charges against Trump and believes the Republican would have been convicted had he not won the 2024 election. Trump says he's totally innocent. The White House announced on Tuesday that President Joe Biden has notified Congress of his intent to lift the U.S. designation of Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's part of a deal facilitated by the Catholic Church to free political prisoners on the island. The U.S. will also ease some economic pressure on Cuba. President Obama had reversed the terror designation in 2016 during a period of thawing relations with Havana, which included a visit to the Cuban capital. President Biden's move to lift it again is likely to be reversed as early as next week, once Trump takes office, with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, whose family left Cuba before Fidel Castro came to power. Sagar Magani, Washington.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.